There's a big addition to the cable television news landscape coming next month with the debut of Al Jazeera America. It's expected to be quite different from what we've become used to seeing on Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN. The Qatar-based network is branding itself as a refuge of sorts for people interested in serious news. Morgan Fogarty of WCCB in Charlotte will be a key part of the new network. She will be one of Al Jazeera America's lead anchors, and she joins us now. Well, congratulations, Morgan, on the new gig.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I want to start off by saying it seems like a big departure from WCCB.
Yes, I would imagine that it does strike people as a big departure. WCCB is known for a little bit different sort of approach to news. But I think people who know me know that I've always enjoyed more hard-hitting real news, as it were. You know, as fun as it is to discuss celebrity gossip and you know, who wore what on the red carpet, that sort of stuff sort of becomes mind-numbing after a while. And it, like you mentioned, it seems like even the big network news stations delve into that perhaps more than necessary.
So what should we expect from Al Jazeera America?
Al Jazeera America is going to be an American news channel with American news, domestic United States-based news, and things that are of interest to people living in America. We will touch on international news that is of interest to American viewers, but it will be American news.
Well, how's that going to be different from all the cable news programs that are out there now, the CNNs, the MSNBCs? How are you going to stand out?
Well, as you touched on, I think we're going to be a little bit more serious, a little less entertainment-driven, a little less opinion-driven. If you turn on any of the major cable networks these days, I think a lot of people would agree, no matter where you tune in, you get a lot of opinion and a lot of talking heads sharing their opinions, and it's a little bit light on the facts. Al Jazeera America is committed to in-depth, unbiased, fact-based journalism. It's the largest news-gathering footprint in the United States. We're preparing to open 12 bureaus across the country. That's on top of about, I believe, 70 bureaus across the world. So in terms of resources and reach, Al Jazeera America will really be sort of unmatched.
Now, you said unbiased, and I just want to point out that the parent company of Al Jazeera is owned by the Emir of Qatar. And just this week, more than 20 Al Jazeera journalists in Egypt quit because they say they were forced to be pro-Muslim Brotherhood in their coverage. Does that concern you at all?
You know, that's something that happened to an Al Jazeera affiliate in the Middle East. Al Jazeera America is an independent organization with our own editorial board. So, no, I'm not concerned about that.
Al Jazeera made a name for itself, at least among American pundits and politicians, for its coverage of America's invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, and more recently, the Arab Spring. So I'm curious, how are you going to make a name for yourself if you're going to produce all of your content in this country and you can't find things like that here, certainly not on that scale?
Well, again, I'm going to go back to it. This is an American news channel with American news for American viewers. So we'll be seeking out stories that are of relevance and importance to an American audience. Not to suggest that those stories aren't. International news coverage is incredibly important, but we'll be seeking to tell the stories of the people who live in the United States of America.
All right, Morgan Fogarty, thank you for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Marshall.